Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking, an Elevated Missions Prep Incorporated company. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson, and today's guest is one half of the dynamic duo responsible for Amazon's number one best-selling Tier 1 series. He has published more than 25 novels and has about a half a dozen original works in development for film and television. A former combat Navy pilot for the Navy SEALs, his experience comes through his books, and which is why they are bringing such life to so many people. He is passionate about helping veterans overcome, but another way he is helping veterans is by leading a men's ministry group in Florida. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Mr. Jeffrey Wilson.
Jackie, thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to talking to you.
Yes, absolutely. So when people meet you and they say, number one best-selling author, film and television, Navy, a surgeon with the Navy SEALs. I mean, you have all of this in your background, and then they see men's ministry. The question becomes, why men's ministry? And why now? Can you tell us your story?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the two sides of my life right now are not at all separate, but they did sort of develop simultaneously at separate times. So I was already working on my career as a writer and had quite a bit of success when I felt the need to move into this military ministry that we launched at the very large church, Grace Family Church, that I'm affiliated with in Florida. And I would love to tell you, Jackie, that I'm just that philanthropic good person. But the truth is, Mario Martin, a teammate of mine, good friend of mine, and I both attended the church. We met not in the military, but at church. And we launched this ministry mostly for selfish reasons, I have to admit. I was struggling with issues that came out of my military service. Mario was doing the same. And we realized that just like the Acts 2 church, you know, the church is supposed to be a community of believers. And we knew that the only way we were going to find the answers that we were looking for was in community. And so the ministry was launched as much for us as it was for anybody else, to bring the men together that had a shared experience that maybe were struggling with sort of the same issues. And that's been 8 years ago now. We started with just like five guys on one campus at this church of 15,000 people. And now the group has grown. We're a multi-site church. So we've grown to having a group at three of our seven campuses now and looking to open one on a fourth campus. So the good news is that I think I found a lot of the answers I was looking for. But the exciting part was watching that change in other men, watching them come together, sometimes standing in the back, rolling their eyes at first. And then 6 months later, they're the ones that are leading prayer and that sort of thing. So it's been exciting in terms of how that ties into the books. You know, we had commercial success in writing pretty early on in our career. I write with Brian Andrews, another Navy veteran. And we were doing really well. And I can tell you that I found myself praying all the time, like, God, thank you so much for these blessings. But what am I doing for the kingdom? Yeah, I'm leading this ministry, but how is this work that I'm doing as a writer benefiting the kingdom? And it kept getting that same answer. We've all been there, right? My time, right? Just, you're doing fine. I'll let you know. And then the Shepherd series, which is our faith-based thriller series, literally fell from heaven. It's a story for another time because I don't want to waste too much time on that, but it literally fell out of heaven into our laps. And we partnered with Tyndale House to launch that. And that series of books deals with the same thing as ministry. We talk about what is the nature of good and evil? What is God's role in the world, in a fallen world like we live in? What is spiritual warfare? And what does a crisis in faith look like? And how do men and women deal with that? So that book, that series of books, there's three now, and the fourth one coming next year, has done very well. And we've gotten such tremendous feedback from people that have read it and find those faith messages encouraging.
Some people may ask, you know, what is the difference between ministry work with veterans versus ministry work with other people who have not had the same experiences?
That's a great question, because I think it's a really key part of ministry, not just in military ministry. You know, we have to bring people together in community that have a relationship, and that relationship is usually formed on common experiences. So for example, at most churches, they're going to have a men's group and a women's group, right? They're going to have a youth group. Why? Well, because youth relate to each other, and men need community with men, and women need to be lifted up by women. You know, my wife led the Beautiful Moms ministry, our women's ministry at our church for 3 years. And what a powerful ministry. That ministry isn't going to have much effect if there's a bunch of dudes sitting in the back, right? You're not going to speak your mind. You're not going to be yourself. You're not going to be able to open up. And the same is true here. In military ministry, what we learn very easily is it's very difficult for a military veteran struggling with issues from their combat service to sit at a table with an accountant and a banker and a chef and talk about the issues that are really weighing them down, because there's no shared experience that allows them to be relational. It's not that they can't be friends. It's not that they can't love each other. And most of our men are in groups like that as well. But they really open up about these things that they're struggling with from combat service when they're surrounded by people with shared experience. And so I think it's something that's universal in the church. We do it naturally. Doing it in a military group was a little bit novel at our church, but it's worked out great.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. Share with us some of the things that veterans may find themselves struggling with, and how does the word of God help them through that?
Absolutely. So I will tell you, I won't speak for all veterans. I'll tell you my story. So I was a believer when I was serving. I gave my life to Christ in high school. And I'm that guy that I'm like 100%. Whatever I'm doing, I'm 110%, right? So I gave my life to Christ. And so I was in Methodist Youth Fellowship, and I was in Young Life, and I was like singing in a little band, like I was all in. And that experience was phenomenal. And it set a foundation for where I was going. But I will tell you that my foundation wasn't adequate because I had a lack of understanding of the world that we live in. So my crisis in faith and I call it a crisis in faith, not of faith. I never started thinking there is no God. What I started thinking was, I think maybe I don't understand God and what and who he is and who he is in my life and the lives of other believers on this planet because of the horrible things that I saw. When you see true evil up front, and I don't want to be graphic, but some of the horrible things that I've seen people do to other people, we're seeing it on the news right now, right, in Gaza. The things that people do to each other, it's just hard to rectify that with the loving God. Remember when you were a kid and you had the oil painting with the perm and sitting with the lamb, right? Like, that was the Jesus I wanted. And so Romans 8:28, when I was a young believer, was a huge, huge thing for me. You know, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. But I didn't really understand that verse. To me, that verse meant everything is awesome, right? Like the Lego movie. It's going to be rainbows and unicorns because I'm a believer and God's going to keep me safe and make me happy. It doesn't say that, as you well know. But if that's the way you approach your faith, the first time you see that some of the horrible things that can happen in a fallen, evil world, your faith is rocked by that. And you have these questions you ask, like, where is God in this? Where's the fairness in this? Why would God let this happen? It's not unique to military service, but we see it a lot in military veterans. You know, why would God let this friend of mine die and these terrorists survive? Why would God let children be executed in front of their parents and then have their parents killed next? Like, where is the loving God that would allow that to happen? And so it's a very common experience to have questions about what your relationship with God is. What I learned from growing through that experience is first of all, God is okay for me to be mad at him. He can take it. My anger doesn't faze him. But that he also just wants me to take that to him and be in relationship with him, because therein lies the comfort. And so I had to go through a journey of that experience to answer those questions for myself and work my way to the better questions. Because the questions aren't, why would God let this happen? The question is, what am I going to do with the opportunities God has afforded me? I didn't die, my friend did. Okay, what am I going to do with the blessing of the life that he's allowed me to continue to have here? What purpose does he have for me? What's my next mission? And so those are the things that veterans work through commonly, just like I did. And circling back to Romans 8:28, getting to that point where you realize doesn't say everything's going to be good. It's really saying that all of the difficult things that you may have to struggle through, when you surrender them to Christ, when you give them to God, they can be turned into something good. And the hardest part of that is to realize it may not even be for your good, because we're here for the kingdom, right? And so you go through these terrible things, and you need to be able to comfort yourself by just knowing God will make something good come from this for someone and grow the kingdom. And as a believer, that should be enough for me. So that was sort of the journey that I went through, and what we now work with other veterans to try to help them on that journey as well.
Yeah, I think you said two key things there. One is understanding the Jesus that you wanted versus who Jesus is and what the world is. And I think that's where a lot of people get disconnected in their faith walk. So it's important, like you said, to make sure you're understanding who God is, having that relationship. It's not about the do's, the don'ts, but it is about the relationship itself. I mean, that's just so key to it all. And so many people's faith level is at that surface level because they're not digging deep into their word to find out more about who God actually is. And then the second thing that you said that is very important is what to do with the things that you receive. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, to whom much is given, you know, much is required. And oftentimes people think, oh, these are good things and I need to, but what did you do with the bad things? Those are just as important to utilize in your faith walk so you can help someone else. And the other scripture that immediately comes to mind is about we are comforted so we can comfort other people. We go through so that we can help other people. I mean, it's amazing what you're doing. What else do you plan on doing ministry-wise?
Yeah, so we're growing this ministry. We're now partnered with the PTS Foundation. We're bringing them into the church to help us grow that ministry, but grow the ministry beyond the church, because, you know, many of the people that are struggling with these issues, the ones that are really in crisis, are generally not coming to church. They're unchurched people, or they're people that have fallen from the church. So we're partnering with them, continuing to write the Shepherd series, which, first of all, is just a joy to write. To be able to take, you know, we write covert ops military thrillers, to be able to take that and do it in a faith space, that's just super fun. And in addition, we've been able, as a result of that series, to start speaking at other churches. That's been really cool. We got to help launch a ministry like the one we have at Grace at Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, you know, the church from the Jesus Revolution, right? So they were launching a military ministry and they asked us to come and speak. And so we're getting to take our show on the road a little bit and reach some more people through that. So it's been an exciting time. And it's a great lesson in God's timing is better than my timing, because I prayed for years, like where, and it wasn't time yet, right? And so you would think I would learn that lesson because I've had to learn it so many times, but I still keep struggling with that.
We're going to just say he's building it little by little.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly right.
Tell people how they can connect with your books.
Sure. The easiest way to see what's going on with us is our website. It's andrews-wilson.com. And everything about all of our books are there. If you click on the series page, it'll pull down the individual series, because we write in four different series now, including the Tom Clancy series, which we write. We encourage you to reach out to us anytime.
Yeah, I love it. Love it. You heard him, people. So as we wrap up your interview today, what is the one thing that you want to leave with the audience? The one thing where they can take action, implement into their life today?
So the big thing, and I know I'm sort of focused on a specific group, the big thing is not to do this alone. God did not ever call us to walk through this world alone. And we are walking through an evil world. The world is a fallen world. Those why questions I talked about, the reason those are the wrong questions is because God knows this isn't the world he had for us. God did not intend for us to be in a broken world. We were tempted in Eden and left the goodness that he had for us, and now we're in this fallen world. But if you don't do it alone, you need to, first of all, walk with Christ. You need to, if you haven't done it yet, if you have not truly surrendered your life to Christ as your Savior, today's the day. Now's the day. Get in a relationship, because he wants to be there for you, but he will not force himself on you. And also, partner with other folks. You need to be in community with believers to lift them up, maybe not just for you, but to lift them up. Let them lift you up and stand in the gap for you. Don't do it alone. There's no crisis that is too big for God and the community of believers that he has for you.
I love it. Love it. CWS audience, you have heard him. So many golden nuggets there. This very last one. You don't have to do this alone. You are not meant to do this alone. Our faith journeys are interconnected. And what you do affects someone else. And what someone else does, it affects you as well. Make sure you're understanding truly who God is. You may have questions, but dig into your word to learn who God is and how it is that he wants to use you to be a blessing to this world. There's so much that we can do. There should not be any reason anybody is sitting on the sidelines for God, because he is telling you to go. He is telling you to run in it. I mean, we are meant to comfort other people. We are meant to receive that comfort. I mean, and we can just have just such a better world. Look at what Jeffrey is doing, as well as his partner, Brian. Look at what they're doing and how they're changing the world for veterans. But your ministry may be something else. If you are a veteran, I definitely say connect with them. If you know a veteran, tell them about them. If this is not a ministry that works for you, find one that does work for you. And if you can't find it, start it. There is no excuse. Let's get out there and be who God is calling us to be. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.